She knows sports and other too.
It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.
Good morning, Mal.
Good morning, homies.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay.
All right. So what do you know this morning, Mal?
Well, I was going to tell you guys a story from last Saturday.
Yeah, you were at Kinnick last Saturday, right?
Yes, and this was before Kinnick. This was in Altoona. I had my brother and his friends. I go to the game with them once every year. I just love those guys. We have a blast. And so I was meeting them at Spec. They're all West Siders, like, you know, Colleen.
Uh-huh.
And so I meet them at, I don't make them come to Elkhart. They might not come back. So I just meet them at Spectators in Altoona.
Yep.
So they picked me up and we're driving. We're about one intersection down and we're just talking. And I was looking over at my brother saying something. And all of a sudden I saw a horse. A horse with no one on it. Running through the intersection, and I'm like, horse! And so we're like, and it was a beautiful horse. It was shiny like a racehorse. Like, it was coming from Prairie Meadows.
Yes!
So, you know, imagine that. So we didn't know what to do. Unfortunately, we did. None of us thought to get our phones out, which is, I kicked myself now. So, Scott, who was driving, went and tried to corral the horse. He was at Cinemark in the parking lot. Running around, and so we decided, you know, we better call 911. So I volunteered, of course, because I'm, you know, a concerned citizen all the time.
Right, sure.
So I called the dispatcher, and she sounded like, 911, what's your emergency? I'm like, boy, lively bunch here in Altoona. And I go, there's a horse running around, and it's in the Cinemark. She goes, oh, my God. So she perked up a little bit, you know. And she goes, so I saw another car trying to corral. A little golf cart was trying to corral. And so I told her about it. And the best thing was when she goes, what color is it? And I go, I think it's brown. I go, guys, do you think that's a brown horse? It's not black. And they go, no, it's brown. And so, and I go, I think it's a racehorse. And she goes, yeah. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we hang up she said, we'll send everyone out there. So I was like, first of all, I thought, okay, why did you have to ask me the color of the horse?
Right.
You know?
There might be another horse in the area.
I mean, how many horses can there be?
A cop shows up and says, oh, there's a horse. Oh, it's the gray one. Keep looking. You know, so anyway, then we saw a guy on a horse. Long story short, we thought we'd hear about this on the news, and I don't know if the horse is okay, and if anybody out there knows if the horse is okay, I would love to know.
I have found out that the horse is okay because I saw this story on like Sunday or Monday, and I thought, oh, a horse loose in Des Moines. The horse was okay, I guess, they got it safely, they lassoed it, and they got it back to Prairie Meadows.
How did you hear about this, Kurt? I've been like watching the news and everything, and I've been worried about this horse for days.
I have Google alerts set to Altoona horse loose.
Well, it was in Grinnell and Casey's, and some people thought it was on the interstate. Oh, anyway.
I was
breaking news here, but, well, whatever, Kurt. You just come shoot in there and rain it on my parade.
He does it every day. Mal.
I do. I'm sorry.
I know. All right. So, well, let's see. This weekend, tomorrow, we got TCU and Iowa State, and got Iowa at Michigan. So what do you know, Mal? Are we going to be happy fans tomorrow night?
I think we're all going to be sad fans. I think we're all going to be sad. All, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
That's right. I'm sad to say it. And it's hard to pick a magic man when I think that they're going to lose. But Iowa is playing very well. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And Michigan got whomped by Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, and then they beat up Rutgers last week. You know, Iowa has only had one turnover. Stanley has not made any mistakes. You think that I'd be just talking up Iowa, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going with one stat that made my decision. Iowa is still last in backfield pressure, getting in the backfield. So they're still last in the nation with that. Michigan, they're not going to do well with the run game whatsoever, but they have a fantastic pass attack. They have really strong receivers. And because of that stat, that's why I made my decision. I think it's going to be a very close game. And I really, you know, I think it's going to be a fun game, but I think it's not going to go our, you know, Hawkeyes way, unfortunately. And I think that they're going to lose. It'll probably be like a field goal game. that I think that that's the difference maker in this game.
Really? Wow.
This is the first time you have picked the Hawkeyes to lose since 2017.
That's not true.
It is true.
Said you're just full of facts, aren't you? Horse facts.
I know. Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life.
You know, I have a lot of people that tell me, like at work, they'll say they're really mean to Colleen.
I know.
Yeah, Mal didn't finish her sentence. And what do you say?
I say, yeah, they are, but she can take it. That's right.
Because I'm a warrior.
What'd you say?
She says she's a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
The truth
now.
Is, half the time she's not even paying attention.
Yeah. Right. What did you say? What's happening?
And she barely got out the word warrior. I'm a warrior.
Because I was saying it with passion.
I want to start seeing some warrior paint on. No, that's too clown-like. Never mind.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Right. Okay.
Iowa State. I think the difference there. They have some injuries, and honest to God, I was going to pick Iowa State to win, but I'm changing it because of the nerdy fact it's going to rain. And I think that's why, because I just don't see this. The Cyclones just don't seem to do too well with the wet ball.
Oh, everyone be adult here.
But I think that if that's going to be a close game, too, they have some key injuries on defense, and Brock Purdy's going to have to stand his little body up and just get in there. And he's going to have to get the passing game going. That's the only way there, which they can do, but TCU has a really good defense, and I think this is going to be another close one. Last year was kind of a lower scoring game, and I think we'll see something similar like that. And again, I think it might be like a field goal type situation game. I think they're both going to be close games, and I think both our fan bases are going to be sad.
Well, if that's the case, who is
Mal's Magic Man?
Well, this just sounds sad now, doesn't it? Try to pick a Magic Man. Well, my Magic Man, I'm sure this won't be the last time I say his name, because I think that this is time for Mr. Nate Stanley to do what he's been doing. He's had mistake-free football. He's been playing amazing, and everybody's watching him and all that. And I just think that the only way that the Hawks can win this game is if Nate Stanley is at the top of his game. And I think Purdy's the key for Iowa State, but he's not my Magic Man.
Okay, all right. So Mal is saying both teams are going to lose, and Nate's the Magic Man this weekend. All right, find Mal on social media, of course. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, and she's also on Instagram and Snapchat, too. You have a great weekend, Mal. Thanks for the time. Take care.
I will. Go North Polk, and thanks so much for giving me a heads up on that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Tonight, the North Polk, Norwalk.
I had to read about it.
Hey, Mal, we're coming to North Polk.
Tonight. No, I'm not going to be there.
Tonight, North Polk is hosting Norwalk in our Combat Hunger rivalry game, yes, at your kids' school.
Well, it is. Thanks a lot. I might roll up there like Dennis Hopper and Hoosiers and see what I can do.
Okay. All right. Have a good one, Mal. See you later.
You too.
Bye.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.